Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Zim Integrated Shipping Services. If you're not familiar with this player in the global shipping game, let me give you the quick rundown. Zim Integrated Shipping Services is a major container shipping company based in Israel, operating in the industrial sector within the marine shipping industry. They've got a fleet that moves goods across key trade routes worldwide, and with thousands of employees, they're a significant name in the logistics space. For long-term investors like us, understanding where Zim stands today and where it could go tomorrow is crucial. So let's dive into the latest developments, performance trends, and a full SWOT breakdown to see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. First, let's touch on some recent news and performance highlights to set the stage. Zim has been navigating a choppy market, pun intended, with global trade disruptions and fluctuating freight rates making headlines. Based on the latest updates, the company is actively working on fleet optimization and cost efficiencies, which could be a game changer if executed well. Performance-wise, Zim has shown some volatility over the past year. Short-term metrics indicate mixed results with some periods of underperformance compared to the broader industry there, while longer-term trends over the past 5 years suggest they've had moments of strength in a competitive sector. But numbers only tell part of the story. So let's break this down further with a SWOT analysis to uncover the real potential and pitfalls for Zim as a long-term investment. Strengths: solid revenue base. Looking at their income statements, Zim has maintained a strong revenue stream in recent years. Even with market headwinds, their ability to generate consistent top-line figures shows resilience in a cyclical industry. This is a good sign for investors looking for stability over the long haul. With a global presence and a sizable fleet, Zim benefits from economies of scale. Their latest earnings call for Q4 and full year 2024 highlighted a focus on customer-centric strategies and operational efficiencies, which could solidify their competitive edge. Key metrics reveal that Zim's gross profit margin is holding up well compared to industry peers. This indicates they're managing costs effectively, even in a high-cost environment like shipping, where fuel and labor expenses can eat into profits. Strategic innovation. From the earnings call summary, it's clear Zim is investing in technological advancements. This forward-thinking approach could streamline operations and improve customer satisfaction, positioning them well for future growth in a tech-driven logistics world. Weaknesses. Debt levels a concern. Peeking at their balance sheet and key metrics, Zim's debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side. High leverage can be risky in an industry prone to economic downturns as it limits financial flexibility and could weigh on long-term growth if not managed carefully. Profitability volatility. While revenue looks solid, net income and EPS figures from recent income statements show some inconsistency. This volatility can spook investors, especially when global trade slows down or freight rates take a hit. Short-term underperformance. Compared to industry averages, Zim's performance over the past few weeks and months has lagged at times. This might not be a deal-breaker for long-term holders, but it's something to watch if you're timing entry points or looking for momentum. Dependence on market conditions. As the earnings call pointed out, Zim is still at the mercy of geopolitical uncertainties and trade disruptions. Their business model inherently ties them to external factors they can't control, which adds a layer of risk. Opportunities. Fleet and tech investments paying off. Zim's focus on modernizing their fleet and adopting new technologies, as mentioned in the Q4 2024 earnings call, could be a massive tailwind. If they can lower operating costs and improve service reliability, they might capture more market share over the next few years. Global trade recovery potential. While current industry trends show mixed performance, any rebound in global trade volumes could lift Zim's top line significantly. Long-term investors might see this as a cyclical opportunity to buy in during softer periods. Geographic diversification. Revenue breakdowns by region show Zim isn't overly reliant on a single market. This diversification could be a strength if they continue to expand into high-growth areas, especially as emerging markets ramp up trade activity. Attractive valuation metrics. Looking at forward PE ratios, Zim appears reasonably valued compared to historical averages, with room for upside if earnings estimates are met or exceeded. For value-focused investors, this could signal a buying opportunity if other fundamentals align. Threats. Industry competition. The marine shipping space is cutthroat, and Zim faces pressure from larger players with deeper pockets. Industry performance data shows that competitors are also innovating, so Zim needs to keep pace or risk losing ground. Economic sensitivity. As a cyclical stock, Zim is heavily tied to global economic conditions. Any slowdown or recession could hammer freight demand, directly impacting revenue and profitability, as seen in past downturns. Freight rate volatility. Fluctuating freight rates remain a persistent threat, as noted in recent news and earnings discussions. If rates trend downward for an extended period, Zim's margins could get squeezed, even with cost-cutting measures in place. Geopolitical risks. The shipping industry is a geopolitical lightning rod. Think trade wars, port disruptions, or regional conflicts. Zim's earnings call acknowledged these uncertainties, and for a company with global exposure, this is a constant overhang that long-term investors need to factor in. Now, let's tie this all together with some broader insights. Zim's story is one of resilience mixed with caution. On one hand, their operational scale and focus on innovation are compelling reasons to keep them on your radar. The push toward tech and fleet upgrades could be a differentiator in a crowded market, especially if global trade picks up steam. On the other hand, the high debt levels and exposure to external shocks, like freight rate swings or economic downturns, are red flags that can't be ignored. For long-term investors, this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it stock. It's one that requires active monitoring, especially around key metrics like free cash flow and debt reduction progress. Short-term volatility might even present buying opportunities if you believe in their strategic direction, but you've got to have a stomach for the ups and downs of this industry. In terms of valuation, the forward PE suggests Zim isn't overpriced right now, which might appeal to those hunting for value in the industrial sector. But remember, valuation alone doesn't tell the whole story. Execution on their strategic goals and navigating industry headwinds will be just as critical. I'd also keep an eye on their cash flow statements in upcoming quarters. Free cash flow trends are a great indicator of whether they're generating enough to reinvest in growth while managing that debt load. Wrapping up, Zim Integrated Shipping Services offers a mixed bag for long-term investors. The strengths and opportunities point to a company with potential to grow if they play their cards right, particularly with tech investments and a possible trade recovery on the horizon. However, the weaknesses and threats, especially around debt and market volatility, mean this isn't a low-risk bet. My take? Zim could be worth considering for a diversified portfolio if you're comfortable with cyclical stocks and believe in their ability to execute on their plans. But do your homework, keep tabs on industry trends, and don't let short-term noise distract from the bigger picture. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive into Zim. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights here at MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts on Zim in the comments. Do you see it as a long-term hold, or are you steering clear? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.